Welcome to the Fandom Podcast. This is the show that brings together geeks and nerds from across the fandomverse to analyze the news and discuss your favorite TV, movies, comics, and books. This week we have our game show sampler for you, but first, Ready Player One, he's Nick English.
It's-a me, it's-a Mario.
Heads on.
I feel like we should have some like studio cheering sounds to go along with this.
You're the one that has to do that.
I can do it for you.
Thank you. And Ready Player Two, he's Jeff Dumas.
You know, I was the little brother, so I always got Player Two, provided when my brother and I actually played video games together, which was never. So I've never actually been Player Two.
And your host for this evening, I am Brandon Ushio.
That's not entirely true, Jeff.
I know what you
mean. Sorry.
And you just step on over Brandon's intro. Jeez.
Both of you did. I am the host of this show. Thank you very much. We're playing games tonight. We've got some trivia. We got some word association. We've got some guess the fandoms. But I see how it is. You guys, just remember, I'm the one who controls the soundboard. Or so
Shazam!
Just be ready. See, I control the soundboard.
Dang it.
Shazam.
Well, I definitely don't have the power of lightning. The strength of Hercules. The wisdom of Solomon. It must be you.
All right. Okay, so we are playing some trivia this week. I have three rounds for us tonight. So we're going to get started on the first round. And this round is going to be our trivia time warp. I've got two questions from each decade starting from the 70s. And we're going to work our way up through the decades. And so if you get a question and you cannot answer your question or you get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal. If that opponent gets it correct, then they get the points for that. The player that is not awarded any points or does not get to go first on the question, if there are no points awarded, they will get to go first in the next question. So we're going to get started, and I am going to make you guys flip a coin to see who goes first. Okay,
you see the flaw in that plan, right? We are in three different cities.
No, so if you go to Google and you type in coin flip, it will do a coin flip for you. So I will do the flipping of the coin, but I will make you guys call it in the air.
Do I call it? Who calls it?
Jeff. You know what? Jeff won our last trivia battle. So I'm going to let Nick choose.
I don't know why I agree to do this because I am terrible at trivia.
I feel like every time more fair than last time.
No, but like seriously, I
took Jeff's trivia prowess into account on this one, and there will be some things where he's like, "What? Are you serious?"
Okay, well, I'm trusting you, host. We'll see.
All right. Trebek. All right. That's not how this game works. No. We opened it up, didn't we?
I remember you with your Diego mustache and your greasy hair.
I think this is like Nick's consolation prize. Like, he might not be good at the trivia. We don't know yet, but he gets to quote Celebrity Jeopardy. That's like, he gets that. We'll give him that.
All right, Nick, give it a call.
Tails never fails.
Oh, it is Tails. So do you want to go first or do you want to pass that on to Jeff?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll be the guinea pig.
You will be the guinea pig.
Because we really don't know how this is working.
Your first question that comes from the 1970s is, in the 1976 show The Bionic Woman, which was about a character named Jamie Sommers, what relation did she have with the $6 million man? A, she was his cousin. B, she was his daughter. C, she was his fiance. Or D, she was on his team.
I just want to say thank you for going first, Nick.
I'm going to work through my mind here. So what was her name again? The girl's name?
Jamie Sommers.
Okay, because the bionic man's last name was Austin. So she can't be related.
No, it was Majors. It was Lee Majors.
You sure? Lee Majors?
That's the actor who plays him. Sorry.
That's what I was saying.
That's the actor's name.
Yes. So, now you're really confusing me because now I'm going with Scrooged in my mind. That's Lee Majors. Yeah, his name is Steve Austin, which I always remember because it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, which I wonder if that's why Stone Cold called himself that, because why not? He grew up in the 70s.
He's a $6 million man.
So I'm guessing it's not his daughter. What were the other?
Well, if his daughter got married,
Yeah, I guess that's true.
So A is that
now
she was
his just
cousin.
Completely
B is yeah, that's what I do. So B is she was his daughter, C she was his fiance, or D she was on his team.
Well, normally I would go C, but I don't think it was his fiance, so I'll just say B.
Oh, you're gonna go with B?
Yeah.
She was not his daughter. The correct answer for that is C. She was his fiance.
Oh my god. Should have just gone with my gut. See, and that's the thing, is like you should just go with your gut. And that was my gut.
Should definitely go with your gut. So
that was a show that I watched all the time at my grandparents' house, but I was a little bit younger at that time. I just remember I don't remember watching that show as much. I remember $6 Million Man watching that more than The Bionic Woman, for sure. Wow.
Our next question. Oh, we broke that game. We broke the game mechanics already.
Yeah, wasn't I supposed to be able to steal?
Yeah, you were supposed to be able to steal.
Oh, so I'm going
to
go with C, the fiance.
Hey, what do you know?
So here's the thing. My guess was actually going to be she was on the team. So would he both got it wrong anyway?
Okay. All right. That makes me feel better because I'm like, oh, I broke the rules already.
I had no idea.
See, this is, I've gone down a rabbit hole of classic black and white game shows on YouTube. I watched one with Johnny Carson was on it, and I don't know the name of the other guy. And they basically broke the rules left and right. They're like, oh, you know what? We're going to give that one to you. Oh, it was Password. It was black and white Password. And they were just terrible. Like, they did not follow any of the rules. So I feel like I am more like these black and white game show hosts. So tell me, man, what do your husband do? Because you're a woman and you must not be able to do anything because this is black and white TV and we are very sexist now.
Ma'am, where is your husband?
Okay, so are you ready for your second question? Or ready for the second question?
So now sure. Jeff gets it, right?
So now I go first?
Yep.
So this goes to Jeff. All right, Jeff. Your question, and if you cannot answer this, Nick gets a chance to, or if you cannot answer it correctly, Nick gets a chance to steal it. Which of the following stories was the first to defy the Comics Code Authority and publish without its approval? A. Green Goblin Reborn from Spider-Man.
I figured.
B. Demon in a Bottle from Iron Man. Actually, the story arc was originally called The Power of Iron Man, but people began calling it Demon in a Bottle, and it stuck. C. Snowbirds Don't Fly from Green Arrow. Or D. The Dark Knight Returns from Batman.
All right, I'm going to take Nick's advice with the whole gut thing, and I'm going to say Demon in a Bottle.
Demon in a Bottle. That answer is...
Oh.
All right, so Jeff guessed that it was Demon in a Bottle, and that was incorrect. Nick, do you know what the answer is?
The correct answer is Spider-Man. I'll take things that end with hamburger for 200, please.
I am sorry. That is not one of the choices, so I'm going to be forced to say that is incorrect.
No, Spider-Man. The Spider-Man one. No, A.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. The Spider-Man one. All right. That is correct. Green Goblin Reborn.
I was moving on to the next part of Celebrity Jeopardy. Correct answer is Spider-Man,
see,
and
works.
I will take
that's not how this works.
Jeez.
So in 1971, U.S. government health department stuff, because this is not a political show, they wrote into Marvel and said, hey, we're concerned about kids with drugs. And so Stan Lee said, hey, we can do the Spider-Man one. And the Comics Code Authority, the guy who was in charge of it, was on vacation, and his underling was like, nope, it has to do with drugs. And so would not give him the stamp of approval. Stan Lee decided to run with it because he figured, hey, the U.S. government's backing us on this one. We're going to do this one.
And the government's always right.
And like Spidey says something like, I would rather defeat a million villains than lose my life to drugs or something like that. Like, that's all he says. It's like, he's basically saying drugs are bad. So,
yeah. See, it's pretty much drugs are bad, and that's about it.
Breaking news, snowbirds are bad.
Well, you know, in the 70s. It may have been. Snowbirds Don't Fly, which is the Green Arrow comic one, Green Arrow 85 and 86. This is the one where Speedy deals with a drug addiction.
Yeah. That one's scary.
I actually have a print signed by name who I've forgotten who did the cover from Comic-Con, and it's a great shot.
Neil Adams?
Yes, that guy, Neil Adams. Come on.
Neil Adams worked on that story arc, and he presented it to DC, and DC said, this will never fly. And he said, yeah, but we got to do it. And they sat on it for a year, and they ended up publishing it like a month after the Spider-Man one happened, because they were like, we missed out. Well, Neil Adams wanted them to be the first to do it. And they said, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And then they decided, now that Spider-Man's done it, we're going to do it. And Neil Adams was so mad that they were second to publish on that, on a story like that.
I mean, the cover has Speedy with a needle in his arm. You know, I'm not surprised.
Right. So we've got Nick. Nick took some points in that one. So Nick is now at 1 point. Jeff, you are sitting at 0 points, but we will give you this next question for a chance to tie Nick.
Now we're into the 80s.
What year is the Days of Future Past comics future set in? A, 2001. B, 2013. C, 2099. Or D, 2007.
See, I was really expecting an 80s as the options, because I was anticipating the back in time part.
See, Days of Future Past, though, it was released in the 80s. So that is why we are looking at the future now, because that we got to the past and some future. And this is the comic book and not that was released in the 80s and not the 2014 movie.
Right. I apologize. Could you read me the answers again?
No.
The options again, not the answers. A is, you know what I meant.
The options are A is 2001, B is 2013, C is 2099, or D is 2007.
Man, that's weird to think that 2001 and 2001 and 2007 would be considered the future.
In the future. Now, you got to think, it's about 20 years in the future from when it was set.
Yeah, I know. It's still like the idea of Blade Runner takes place in 2019.
2019.
A lot of changes have to happen.
I'm going
to
go...
like Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. I actually wore my Martin McFly hat on October 15th, 2015, and nobody got it. one or two people got it. I'm going to say 2013.
Oh.
And I'm guessing by Nick's reaction, I'm wrong. Oh, wait, really? Yay.
You are good correct.
Week. No, I knew that
it
one.
It took place in 2013.
99 seemed too far. And plus with Marvel having Spider-Man.
Well, 2099, they have a ton of stuff in 2099. Like, that's a big year in comics. But
right, 2099 is a big alternate universe for Marvel. And so that's why that option was thrown in there. All right, tied game 1-1. Jeff, okay, so Jeff got the point, so Nick gets the next question. This question is a little bit of a shout out to our patron William. I think you may appreciate.
Is this the 80s still?
The options. We are still in the 80s on this one. All right. Who voiced the character Kit in the TV series Knight Rider? Option A, William Daniels. Option B, Will Friedle. Option C, William Russ, and option D, Eli Williams.
And we're talking about the 80s one, correct?
The 80s.
That would be, yes. William Daniels.
William Daniels is correct.
Also, right, Kilmer played it in the remake. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I'm pretty sure it was Val Kilmer, if I remember correctly.
I mean, we'll be surprised.
You may recognize William Daniels also from Boy Meets World.
Oh, is it?
And so in Boy Meets World, William Daniels plays Mr.
Yeah,
Feeny.
That's how I knew that, actually. It's because I knew.
So Mr. Feeny is the voice of
the guy,
Kit.
The
principal of the school, the neighbor. So William Daniels plays Mr. Feeny. Will Friedle plays Eric in Boy Meets World. So William Russ plays the father in Boy Meets World. And Eli Williams is a character from Boy Meets World. So all of these Williams and Wills came from Boy Meets World. All right. I had to pat myself on the back a little bit there for coming up with those options. All of them Will and all of them from Boy Meets World. Jeez,
look at you.
Are you proud of that? Nick. Are you proud that you were able to do that?
I I am very proud.
Clearly,
about
because he's just spent the last 20 minutes explaining it to us.
Okay, Nick. Yeah, so you got points
on
that
one. Now we're
so
in the 90s.
2-1. You may have wished that you had gotten that one wrong. And because I bet you Jeff wouldn't have known that.
Nope.
And this next question
but
now Jeff's going to get a point too, I bet you.
That's fine.
Because this next question is right up Jeff's alley. Uh-oh.
Power Rangers.
What is Bulk from the Power Rangers' first name?
Wait. Bulk? As in Bulk
and
Skull?
Bulk and Skull.
Oh, crap.
Yes. So Bulk's first name. And you want your options?
Yes, please. I didn't know he had a first name.
So option A is Eugene. Option B is Frederick. Option C is Fergus. And option D is Farkas.
I'm going to go with Eugene. I honestly didn't know he was ever credited with a first name.
All right, that answer
is
incorrect.
Surprised.
Nick, do you think you can take a chance to steal that?
There's two of them that I'm going with because I remember vaguely them having an episode where they use his name and he gets really mad about it and it starts with an F. So it's...
Well, that's why I put three options with an F.
I'm going to say Fergus.
Fergus. Option C, that is also...
Incorrect.
Incorrect. Okay, so Fergus is a name from that episode actually that I was telling you about for Password.
Oh.
He was a contestant on there. Eugene was taken... Eugene was actually taken from... Sorry, let me...
I bet it's the other. The other one I was going for was Farkas.
I was going to say Frederick.
So Eugene
was my second guess.
So Eugene was taken from Skull. Skull's first name is Eugene.
Oh.
Frederick just came out of nowhere.
So it is
Bulk's
Farkas.
Bulk's first name is Farkas. Bulk's full name is Farkas Bulkmeyer.
Yeah, I knew his last
and
name.
And Eugene's full name, or Skull's first name is Eugene, and his last name is Skolovich.
Oh. Last so, name. Look at you.
That'd be cool if Bulk and Skull could come to Comic-Con. I want to meet them. They seem fun.
All right. So we are still at 2-1. I thought Jeff was going to have that one.
I honestly... Okay, here's the thing. When did Power Rangers debut? 93. When was Jeff born? 93. So you shouldn't be too surprised.
I think
So here's the thing, though. This is their names were actually revealed in a later one where there was some time travel stuff that happened.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, and one of the other series where they're in there, from what I was reading in the Wikia,
hey, look at that.
Their names were revealed later.
Farkas Bulkmeyer. Good job. Looking at it, right. IMDb. I haven't looked up anything else. Just
cheater.
No, I
cheater.
Waited till after the question. If I were cheating, I would have known the answer.
I think it's probably in the Samurai series because I watched that one and like a little bit of Dino whatever and then the original.
Well, no, I just barely looked on. I'm on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And
I think that's probably when it was revealed.
Maybe. I don't know. But one of
those are the only ones I watched. Yeah. So.
Well, both Bulk and Skull have their full names credited on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So.
Oh, okay. So they must have revealed it then at some point.
There might have been some sort of thing.
All right, so Jeff, you had the first chance. No points were awarded, so this is going to go to Nick. We are still in the 90s, so we can't talk about the 90s and not talk about Rob Liefeld and his art style. So the question to Nick is,
pouches.
How many pouches did Cable have on his in his first appearance in New Mutants 87?
How many pouches does who have?
Cable.
Oh, see, and it's funny thing is I've actually drawn, like, I recreated that drawing when I was young.
The first appearance. Okay, so we've got the options are between 5 and 10, between 10 and 20.
How many pouches does Cable have?
Between 20 and 30, or more than 30. How many pouches does Cable have in his first appearance? Because they change his appearance very shortly after that. And I'm not, and like I said, talking New Mutants here. No, we're not talking X-Men 201 when he shows up as Nathan Summers as the baby. We're talking about New Mutants 87.
I'm trying to remember the artwork now. I'll just go with what is it? What, there was 5, 1 to 5, 5 to 10.
Between 5 and 10, 10 and 20, 20 10 and 30. 20.
I'll say 10 and 20.
So you're going to say between 10 and 20? All right, Jeff, you get a chance to steal this point and tie up the game.
I'm trying to figure out if I should go the big one or the minimal. I'm going to go 5 to 10 because I make bad choices.
See it.
Well, this choice was not a bad choice because he had 6 pouches that I could count on his initial costume.
So didn't he have that arm thing, like that was the bullets around his arm? Because I was counting each of those as one.
No, you weren't.
No, I really was. I was like, okay, he's got the arm thing, and then he's probably got like 5 or 6 more.
I don't think he did.
And so that's why I said 10.
I don't think he did.
But I don't remember if he had that. Like, that was a signature thing of Cable, is he had the bullets wrapped around his bicep thing.
Right, but those are bullets. Those aren't necessarily pouches.
But each bullet is in a pouch. Like, they're not single things. They're, like, inside of a thing that he opens up.
Hey, Brandon, do us a favor and post the image that you're talking about.
I mean, you're the host, so you're the voice of everything. But that was my reasoning. And I didn't know how I could count how many of those there are around it. And so I said, there's probably 10 there, and then he's probably got like 4 or 5 more.
So he's got quite a bit more bullets, but those bullets look like they're just actual bullets on his arm.
That's fine.
And he's got
like a bandolier wrapped around his
pouches.
Bicep.
Yeah, he's got a bandolier wrapped around his bicep, but on his pouch wise, he's only got 6 of them, 4 on his belt, and then 2 on his legs. So it was pretty conservative initially. It didn't turn into Liefeld until much later. So, all right, we have the game tied up 2-2. We are exiting the 90s now and heading into the 2000s. And this question is for Nick. And Jeff is going to be upset that he missed this question. So, or maybe he won't. We'll see. So in 2003, The Walking Dead published their issue 1. How many copies are estimated that were sold?
Oh, yeah, I got nothing.
All right. So option A is between 0 and 2,000. Option B is between 2,000 and 4,000. Option C is between 4,000 and 6,000. And option D is over 6,000. I should have made that 9,000 just to...
That would have been quite the leap.
But then I could say it was over 9,000.
All right, I will see C.
Between 4,000 and 6,000. That is incorrect. So this was one of those little indie comics that you're going to be surprised by the answers. Jeff, do you have an answer?
I'm actually going to go with... So A was the lowest number, right?
Based on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that and also you saying I should have made the option over 9,000 kind of tells me that that's not one of the options.
Are you sure you want to go off of what I'm saying? Because we know how reliable I've been.
Well, I'm going to still stick with A. If A is the lowest number, correct?
Yes, that is between 0 and 2,000.
I'm going to go with A.
A? All right.
Yeah.
The option is over 6,000. They sold 7,266. I told you, you don't want to trust me.
Yeah, well.
You don't want to trust me.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get into Walking Dead comic until the TV show, so I wasn't... I'm not an OG nerd.
7,000.
Well, a ton of people didn't get into Walking Dead until then.
Those are going to be worth some money.
They already are. I think Kevin Smith's show Comic Book Man already had an issue 1 show up, and it was worth something.
Probably 10 grand.
Anyway.
So a copy of The Walking Dead number 1 sold on eBay for $10,100.
Wow.
So it was a 9.9 out of 10 on the CGC rating scale. But
wow.
$10,100 for Walking Dead number 1.
That's cool. Whew. So I was right on. Hey, I should go into the business.
Here you go. You don't get any points for it, but I'll give you the same.
Okay, thanks. Hey, okay, you know what? I'll take whatever I can get on this, because trivia is not my forte.
You know, we're tired, right?
I know, but I feel like I should have got some of these.
As we've been going further and further into the future, I decided to try to make these a little harder and harder because I'm like, oh, it's more recent.
Wow.
This one may be a little bit too hard. We'll see if anybody, if you get
so
it, it'll
Jeff's
probably
turn,
be
right? Off. Jeff's first.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's Jeff's turn to go first. Yes. okay. So this one takes place in the MCU in the year, in the 2000s in the MCU.
Okay.
So this is, and I'll give you the clue that it's also from the references from Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And the question is, in what year does Simon Williams, a.k.a. Wonder Man, played by Nathan Fillion's last film come out?
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, so Simon Williams is...
he's the Wonder Man. He's an actor within the MCU that is not official canon, but is canon. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, and he's made quote unquote movies in there. And James Gunn wanted to get Simon Williams and Nathan Fillion into the MCU, and so he made a poster in a scene in Guardians of the Galaxy for Wonder Man's film Oh Rebecca that was in the background that had the date on it. And I'll give you the options. Okay. Like I said, I was making these hard. This one was probably too hard. Okay. Your option is 2005, 2001, 2008, or 2002.
2005 sounds good.
Does it though?
I don't know. It did in my
All
head.
Right. Okay. So here's now that we're almost done with this round, I'm going to point out a strategy. You could just say, I don't know, and then Nick still has to choose between four and not three.
Oh, now you tell me. I didn't think about that.
Now I tell you.
All right, for next time.
All right. Okay, Nick, you got the same question.
Wait, what year does it come out? Or what year in the MCU
is it supposed to come out? Oh, Rebecca. 2005, 2001, 2008, or...
That's it.
2002.
And what did Jeff say?
I said five.
2005. Eight.
That was sheer guessing, wasn't it?
It was sheer guessing. I do know the poster, though, and I did know that it was there. If you would have asked me what is the title of the movie, I could have told you like right off the bat. But
really?
Yeah. I watched that movie a lot.
Oh, Rebecca. See, here's the thing, though. That's in a deleted scenes.
Yes, I know. We watched those, too. All right. Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, this one has... This one's not as hard. So we are jumping up to the 2010s.
What is 2 plus 2? I got
that
four.
One. Oh, yes. I got that one right.
Yeah, you got it right, so
you got the points for that one, so now it's Jeff's turn.
I was in denial that I got that right.
No, Nick just wanted to make sure everyone knew he got it right.
All right, so this one is a Doctor Who question, and this one was actually geared more towards something that Nick messes up on the show a lot. Like, this was a gotcha question for Nick. So, which ambulance is Matt Smith's TARDIS associated with?
Oh, okay.
Do you want the options?
No, it's St. John.
Okay, all right. St. John. Correct.
Unless you have something witty with the other answers.
Nope.
Okay.
I was trying to figure out how to fit St. John's Wort in there, but it's
the only thing that makes me remember it is in the first one of the in one of the season premieres, they say, "Oh, the bells of St. John are ringing," and then we get a really good close up of the TARDIS.
Of the phone.
Yeah,
and that's the one with the Wi-Fi and Clara and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's the one with the evil robots and. That's the first time Doctor meets Clara.
I think it's called
Knott.
The Bells of St. John. Like, that episode is legitimately called
that. Yes, that's the episode title. So, okay, here is our very last question from the 2010s, from this decade. And this one is going to be another guesser. Sorry, guys. Like, I couldn't come up with questions that you wouldn't just know from this decade. So I had to make them numbers-based.
That's fair, I guess.
Numbers-based. Great. So we're tied right now, right?
Correct.
Correct. Right. Tied game at 3-3. Technically, I'm losing because I have no points. I will play in the next round.
Or you're winning
this round
because you know all the answers.
I've had all the answers, every single one of them. Okay, so in the 2010s, so in 2015, Disney acquired the Star Wars franchise and switched their publishing of their comic books to Marvel. How many Marvel Comics Star Wars series have been published since then, not including one-shots?
Oh.
Your options.
I've seen are like most 11, of them. Let's see. I'm going to start counting.
11, 19, 32, or 26.
All right, so let's see. I can think of more than 11, so whatever is the next option up.
Next option up is 19. Oh,
that's a lot more, though.
So,
all right, I'll just go with my gut, 19.
19. Are you sure you want to go with your gut?
Yes.
Positive?
Yes.
Good job.
Yeah, and that's one of the comic series. Like, I am actually purchasing a lot. Well, not a lot of them, but most of them. I have a lot of the trades. So I was like, okay, we've got Lando, Leia, Chewie, Darth Vader, Vader Down. Well, Vader Down was the same series, I guess.
But no, that's our Shattered Empire.
Vader. Oh, it is?
Yep. Poe Dameron.
Yep, Poe Dameron.
Kanan.
Yeah.
The Dr. Aphra. Darth Vader, Dark Lord of the Sith.
C-3PO was one. Yeah, like I was counting.
And that was a one shot.
Oh, I guess, yeah. But anyway, I was just like counting and I was like, okay, I've got 11, so I'll just do the one after that. Or I got close to 11. I was like, I'm pretty sure there's way more than that.
They did one for The Force Awakens and Han Solo.
Yeah, I actually got the Han Solo one.
Captain Phasma.
Yeah, Phasma was the other one that I thought of. Yeah. So, whew, good job, Nick. It wasn't a complete guess. And the only reason I know that, too, is because those are, like, I've been collecting Star Wars since the first issue. And then I've been, like, collecting the trades of anything else. So that was actually a pretty good one for me. Otherwise, I would have had no idea. So
I'm impressed. Yeah. I am impressed. Okay, so here's where we're at the end of round one. We have Nick with 4 points and Jeff with 3 points. Brandon, I'm the host and I've got 0 points. The only reason I know the answers is because the spreadsheet's in front of me. We are moving on to round two, which is word association. All right, so we're going to go around in a circle and we are going to say the first word that comes to our mind relating to the word that was spoken previously. So for example, if we were to use the word Hades as our starting word, the next person would have to use Nick. So if I were to use Hades as the starting word, Nick would then have to use Hercules.
Not have or to.
Nick, not have to. Nick
well, could say I would Hercules. Just say something that is associated with that.
Right, right. And so if he said something like Hercules, Jeff could then turn around and say something like Hero, which I could then change to Spider-Man. Nick could say Marvel. And then if Jeff said Batman, we could call him out and challenge him on that word right there. Because
make me the bad guy.
Right. No, of course. So at that point, you get a challenge that, and the player gets to protest, or the player who protests says, hey, Batman is DC and not Marvel. We get to have our pop culture justice done, and then we get to vote whether or not that word is correct. We're going to see how this works. We are going to see how this works. At that point, the player who got the word wrong doesn't get any points, but the other two get a point.
All right, let's do
this. And so we will see how this goes. We'll see how this works. So points are awarded if it takes more than 3 seconds to come up with a connection.
Okay.
If you repeat a word that's already been said, or if your word is challenged and you lose the vote. All right, so I'll start this, and then Nick will go, and then Jeff will go.
All right. I've got to go into a different mindset for this one.
This is a different mindset. You got to shift where your mind is sitting at. So, all right. Our very first word is spaceship.
Firefly.
Thieves.
Did you say thief?
Thieves.
Like thieves with a V.
Oh, thieves.
Should we challenge him just on the fact that he... Never mind.
Challenging my grammar? Oh, it's been 3 seconds, so Brandon's out. Nick and I get a point.
Smuggler.
Han Solo.
Force.
Ghost.
Kanan? No.
All right. All
Dang
right.
it.
Well,
oh, I'm staying in Star
really
Wars too.
That didn't work.
Ghost.
I'm really glad that didn't work because I know nothing about Kanan.
So
ghost.
You get it in Rebels.
That's probably what
all right.
Does,
so
well.
So we ended that chain.
He's
Jeff
not a Force
I,
ghost,
a
but
point.
He can't. He does talk to them.
Hey, we don't know what's going to happen on February 19th. We'll find out.
You'll find out.
Okay, our next
ghost,
the next
dude.
Word. Okay, let's try this. Let's try this again. The very next word is wizard. So wizard. Nick, what's your word?
Harry.
Hagrid.
Beasts.
And where to find them?
Case.
Did you say tastes?
Case with a C.
Oh, case. Box.
Tesseract.
Infinity.
Stone.
Romancing.
Movie.
Yeah!
All right. I'm going to challenge you on that one.
Isn't Romancing the Stone a movie? The movie? The name of the movie?
Yes, but I don't think that, I don't know. I guess that counts.
You're welcome. It's I am fine with losing the point on that. But that was, you know, isn't I, my thought, what my thought process was, Romancing the Stone equals movie.
See, but my thought process was romancing does not equal movie.
That's a good point. I
yeah,
will.
So
I concede.
All right, you concede
but, I mean,
there.
That,
okay,
that so was my logic. That was I had no other argument. Yeah,
right.
The chain
know.
We were going.
Well, and I had to. I mean, I had to try to throw something off, and it apparently worked. So, all right.
Okay. All right. Let's try this again. All right. MCU.
Ant-Man.
Wasp.
Hornet.
Green.
Seth Rogen.
Does that count?
No. Well, sure.
All right. I'll give that to you guys.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I was thinking you were going to go lantern on that, and then I was going
to... You had to say something after it, and then it might have worked, but...
It's just his laugh. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's funny.
All right, so right now we are sitting at Nick's at 6 points, Jeff's at 5 points, and I am at 2 points.
See, and my next thing, all right, like, no matter, well, I guess I was hoping that you would say something about Seth Rogen. I was going to say The League, which you haven't watched, but Jeff has, so maybe he could have continued with that. Because he is in The League.
He is in The League. Dirty Randy.
Dirty Randy.
So when I said, take Words. Care of my cat, you lit it on fire? Yes, I thought that's what it meant. Sorry. The league's
I took
hilarious.
Care of it for you.
I took care of it.
All right. Our next word is Jedi.
Jedi? Oh, I'm next.
Jedi.
Okay. Mara Jade.
Rebels.
I'm going to challenge you on that one.
Kanan? Are we going to challenge him on that one?
Because... Yeah, because Mara Jade.
I haven't actually seen
Mara
the show,
Jade is not
name,
part
I
of the Jedi. Is not part of Rebels, and she's actually not canon anymore. She's
extended universe legends.
You see, none of that's nothing I knew. So
yeah, well, that's why I went there.
I'll take it.
There we go. Because he's a jerk like that and wanted to mess up the chain at the first one.
Jeez.
All right. Okay. Next word is royalty.
Leia.
Luke.
Han.
Logie Hawker.
I don't know, Jeff. What do you think?
Well, I don't understand what the... I don't get it.
Okay, so in The Muppet Babies, Kermit says that his name is Luke Logie Hawker, or
but
Puke.
But you were associating Han.
No, he said Luke. So you said...
Han.
I said Luke.
Oh, you said Luke.
Brandon said Han.
Yeah. Oh, so
you
I
said
was,
Leia.
You went royalty,
anyway.
Leia, Luke, Han.
All right, so I guess I was out of order. But
all right,
in The Muppet Babies, Kermit calls himself Puke Logie Hawker, and it's a parody on Star Wars. So it is
right,
connected
yeah,
to Han.
That makes sense.
And
No, that it's
yep. So
I'm gonna say that's more, okay. We'll take a vote on that. This may be the flaw in the system because Jeff and I can both say nope and we get points for it. This system may work better with more
that,
than
yeah. But that's with, it's from the Muppet Babies, a show that I watched as a young child, and I remember specifically Kermit dressed up as a Jedi, and it was really awesome. And he called himself Puke Logie Hawker.
Logie Hawker.
Yeah. I see the connection, but we were on Han, but it is still Star Wars. I don't know. Brandon, you're the game master. You're supposed to all keep right, terror of this crap.
I cannot find Logie Hawker anywhere on the internet. I have a feeling that's because I can't spell Logie correctly.
Well, and it is the Muppet Babies, so
I put that in there. I added that in there, but I'm going to say no points. No points to Nick. So that would put us at 7, 6, and 4, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next word. Should we try going the other direction, or will that just mess us up?
No, just keep the same direction. Let's just keep it going.
Okay. Next word is
mutant. You know what? I was wrong. I just looked it up. He called himself Luke Skyhopper. So I don't know where I got Luke Puke okay. Logie Hawker from, but I know that it's from something like that. But just so you know, he calls himself Luke Skyhopper as Kermit.
All right.
So I'm thinking of something else.
So the first word that we're starting with on this next round is mutant.
Fallout 4.
Video games.
High school.
Buffy.
Spike.
Marsters.
Dresden.
Wizard.
Gandalf.
Wizard was already said. I challenged Jeff in a previous one.
Doesn't count. You're out. We win.
No, Wizard was said in a previous game, and so you can't reuse
Wizard. Different
chain. I thought that was part of the game.
Judge?
So the rules that I typed up without thinking about them do say that if they repeat a word that has already been said in this game. I didn't think of this, but
that's fine. The words they were clearly right there say in that. Front of me. I will accept it.
All right. Good catch, Nick, because I did not even realize that I made those rules.
Hey, I listened to the rules. Clearly.
I interpreted it as per chain. So you couldn't just be like Harry Wizard, Harry Wizard, Harry Wizard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I get you too, but at the same time, let's make it more difficult.
Wait, the Harry Wizard, isn't that Hagrid?
That's why I said Hagrid when we brought that up.
All right. All right, next word is powers.
Austin.
Stone Cold. Or stone, I guess. I can't. Stone Cold's two words, so I'll say stone.
Romancing.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no. I lost again. I said stone.
Sweet, because I was gonna lose.
Oh man. Woo. Awesome.
Oh. With this, Nick is at 9 points. Jeff is at 6 points, and I am tied at 6 points. So
I really thought you were okay. We've come got, back with this one.
Okay, cartoon
network.
Fox
and the Hound.
Crying
baby. Wait, crime or crying?
Crying.
Okay, baby.
Muppets.
Kermit.
Yoda.
The Schwartz.
Spaceballs.
Barf.
John.
Candy.
Winnebago.
Breaking Bad.
Meth.
Math.
Wait, are you, your association is that meth rhymes with math? Okay.
Yeah, I challenge that. I don't think that works. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of math involved in making.
I know
math.
That's
initially. Haven't you ever watched Breaking Bad?
That's initially what I thought, but then I was just like, wait, no, that's a stretch.
Yeah, all right.
That's a stretch.
I'll give that to you guys.
Could have said blue. You could have said chicken. I mean, there's so many things you could have said.
So many things.
And you chose to say so math because you hesitated. And you're like, math. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, actually. So, all right. Okay. Spandex. This is the last one, guys. This is the last one. Spandex.
Bare naked ladies.
Wow, that was so not where I thought you were going to go. elves. And I have a justification.
Santa?
Lee Majors.
Scrooged.
McDuck.
Tenant.
Jessica.
Jones.
We named the dog Indiana.
Is your answer we named the dog Indiana?
It's Indiana, but sure.
Oh, wait, Indiana. State.
You could do it either way, really. It's pretty
just
easy.
Sure. State.
Of mind?
Hunter.
Trapper.
Keeper.
Harry Potter. Oh, I'm out. We already said Harry.
Where did it say?
Oh, yeah, we did. We did.
I could have said Potter.
All right, okay, so
I wouldn't have been out.
You could have. So here's the whole reason we just played that game right there. And the reason I didn't explain it before we played the game is because I wanted honest, genuine reactions. Because word association is based off of the psychologist Carl Jung and how he speculated that how somebody responds to a word might reveal something about their character. So apparently, like, I'm a nerd because meth made me think of math and Trapper made me think of keeper.
I know. I was thinking that, too. I was like, oh, come on.
Oh, geez. What a nerd. So basically, you can kind of get a feel for the kind of person by what things they guess. All right. Go rewind that and listen to that again, and you'll see what we have to say.
Muppet or babies. Puke Logie Hucker.
All right. Puke Logie. Or Luke Skyhopper, one of the two. Okay, final round, round three. Our scores are currently at 10, 7, and 6. So, because that was the only round I was playing in, I am in third place. And I will be at the end of the game. But Nick has 10, and Jeff has 7 points. So we are going to play a game that I am tentatively calling This or That. If you got a better idea, let me just shoot it my way, because I think we're going to play more games like this in the future. But basically what I've done is I've taken a character name from either Transformers or X-Men, and you guys are going to have to tell us which one it is from or if it's from both. These are, because it's really only two choices, you cannot steal these questions. You either get it right or you get it wrong. Okay, so Jeff, you're going to have to tell us if this is a Transformers character, and we're talking about the TV series here. I mean, the movies had some of the same characters, but we get so many more.
Most series keep the same general character.
For the most part. So the TV series, we're going with the TV series, and our very first option, well, for example, if I said Ironhide, like Nick mentioned, then you would guess Transformers and you would get points. But if you said, oh, Ironhide's from the X-Men, then you would say, then I would play this sound right here and you would lose some points. Okay.
I would actually say Ironhide is from Jess Harnell and get all the points.
Right. All right. Okay. So Jeff, question one for you on This or That is Warpath, X-Men, Transformer, or both?
So here's the thing. If it's both, do I get a point regardless?
Nope. If it's both, you have to call it out for being both.
I'm X-Men.
Oh, it is both. Wow.
I knew it was at least X-Men because of Days of Future Past.
So the Transformers Warpath, we're more familiar with the X-Men Warpath, but the Transformers Warpath is a Sheridan tank, an M551 Sheridan tank, and Ooh. He is a mini-bot. I don't know what that is from, but that's the list that he's with.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
So he thinks he's more impressive than his comrades do, and he likes to show off his sharp shooting, boisterous, loudmouth, raucous sense of humor, which makes him welcome company. He is very vain, and he hates even getting a small scratch on his gun barrel. And he can get this. He can go over 30 miles per hour on the roughest terrain. He's a tank that has an attitude, I guess.
So you like a teenager with right. attitude?
No, that would be Power Rangers. And trust me, we'll do a Power Rangers This or That in the future. if this works out. Okay. All right, Nick, your first character to guess is Sway. Is he an X-Men, a Transformers, or both? Or I don't know if he's a he or she. I can't remember. My notes are not in front of me.
All right, so Sway does not sound like a Transformer name to me, so I'm just going to go with X-Men.
See, X-Men. The opposite.
Ooh.
I guess would have been the opposite.
It is Sway is from the X-Men. Her real name is Suzanne Chan, and yeah, so she first appeared in X-Men Deadly Genesis and was created by Ed Brubaker. And yeah, her powers, she can decelerate and probably accelerate or stop time around her body.
Interesting.
So, yep. All right. She's an X-Men.
Yeah, it definitely sounded like Sway an X-Men-y name to me from the 90s. So they were just basically coming up with anything they possibly could do. Yeah, anyway.
All right, Jeff, your next character is Shockwave. Is Shockwave an X-Men or a Transformer? Or both?
I'm going to say both.
Transformer. Oh, Transformer. He is more than meets the eye. So, yeah, Jeff, no points.
I would have guessed the same thing, Jeff.
I was banking on...
Shockwave definitely sounds like an X-Men, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Especially like, so X-Men basically, the last stand, basically,
they say,
I
use your shockwaves, and someone does.
I stole this game from a podcast called No Such Thing as a Fish, where they did Transformers and Barbie characters. And I realized all these Transformers, they sound a lot like X-Men, too. So that's why we're playing Transformers and X-Men. Okay. Nick, your character is Arclight.
Both.
Arclight.
It's not. It's not. Yeah, it's not a Transformer. I know there's an Arclight X-Men. And the reason Arclight, I know this is because her last name is the same last name as my mom's maiden name. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But that's why I remember that.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you tell me what city you were born in? And maybe the last 4 years.
And did you have any pets growing up?
And yeah. Anyway.
So Arclight, one of Arclight's powers.
Maybe I should have
said
that because that's like one of the names, the things they guess on a whatever. Anyway.
That's what we were joking about. So Arclight, one of her powers is to create shockwaves. That's why she is on the list right where she's at, right under Shockwave. Okay.
And she was in the Brotherhood of Mutants.
She was on a couple different teams. Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Not a nice Kalisto.
She's the mutant I was talking about in X3.
Well, and she's in the movies too. She's the weird, tall, lanky, dark haired girl. I don't know.
Okay.
That one. I got it now.
I don't know how to describe. She's got like a Superman curl in the front of her face, but it's not a Superman curl. It's just like right in like a half moon. Thing going on. She's got tattoos on her neck.
So the funny thing about this game as I was going through, I actually had to throw out about half of the characters that I chose initially because what I did initially was I went through the Transformers list and I'm like, oh, that could have been an X-Men name. That could have been an X-Men name. And I just made a big list of that. And sure enough, they were like all X-Men names. So I'm like, oh, I need some that are just in the one universe. So I had to throw out a lot of them. Okay. Jeff, your character is Slag.
Slag?
Yes. X-Men, Transformers, or both?
I'm going to go with X-Men. I'm terrible at this game. Both? No, wait. Yeah, both would be my second guess.
Slag is in both.
Yeah.
So he's a Triceratops in the Dinobots. And he enjoys melting his enemies into pools of liquid metal. Swipe right on Tinder. Is that direction you swipe?
I don't know. But why are you bringing Tinder into this?
The way that it was written, it sounded like a dating profile. Sorry.
Okay.
He enjoys long walks on the beach and melting his enemies into pools of liquid slag. But Slag in the X-Men is actually... Hang on. Get to it. He is a superhero who was just about to start his career fighting crime when he was killed by Deathlok. So, not a very long-lived character, but yeah, that's who Slag is. He appears in 9 issues.
Well, good for him.
Mostly Wolverine and X-Men. So, okay, so Slag is both. 9 issues are going to hang you up on that. Okay, Nick, your character, Sunfire. Is Sunfire X-Men, Transformers, or both?
Sunfire? I will say Transformers.
And I will say you're wrong. He is solely an X-Men character. What makes people think that Sunfire is a Transformer is there is a car called the Pontiac Sunfire.
That's what I was going after. I tested
these on my dad earlier.
It was a car I had in
and
college.
He's all like, that sounds like a car, so I'm going to go with Transformers. And no, that's
yeah, it's just X-Men. I had a Pontiac Sunfire. It had a like turquoise and pink splash on the side of it. So it looked like it was.
Was it your first car by chance?
No. It was the car that was there after, like, for college, like after I, you know.
Like I went to, all right, I'm just trying to narrow down those questions.
And
for
then
you more and
I,
more.
I nicknamed that car the Naughtiac, and I got a sticker that I put on the back window that said Naughtiac, and then I was hanging out in the car blew up like one of its internal parts that cost
was
way
that
more.
Its X-Men superpower.
It like blew up on the side of the road, and I had to walk 2 miles to call somebody because this was before cell phones were cool. Well, they were not as cool. Like no, not everyone had them. And so that car died. I liked that car, but the reason, well, I was a little innocent, like naive, not innocent. I was naive and I was like hanging out.
Anything but innocent.
I was hanging out by in front of like a restaurant that was open super late at night. And this restaurant is known for having a transgender woman that was the host there. And it was she always worked there super late at night, and we were all hanging out eating, you know, breakfast at 3 o'clock in the morning like you do in college. And I walk outside and there's these really like crazy weird looking guys with probably a woman of the night sitting there with them, and I like start getting in my car and they're like, sweet car, man, Naughtiac, that's awesome. And I was just like, I don't know if I want to be associated with you, but. And it wasn't long after that the car was actually, you know, gone forever because it cost way more to fix than it was worth. But yeah, anyway, that's my story about
the
Naughtiac.
Is totaled.
Anyway, my Pontiac Sunfire that I owned for a
Pontiac Sunfire that's an X-Men and not a Transformer. Yeah. All right.
Probably didn't realize Jeff. that was going to be a thing.
I had no idea. I was like, oh, there's this little known car that nobody will know about, except Nick had one. All right, Jeff, your X-Men Transformer character to choose from is Sunstreaker. So we've had Sunfire, now we've got Sunstreaker.
We're going streaking!
Both. Sounds like a both.
Wow, I did these harder than I thought I did. So, Sunstreaker is a Transformer.
So, are all your answers from the original Transformer series?
This one, Sunstreaker first appears in More Than Meets the Eye Part 1, and it's an Autobot car.
From the original cartoon?
I believe so. I found a list. I'm not going to tell you where it's at yet, so you can't look it up.
No, I wasn't going to look it up. That takes the fun out of it.
So Sunstreaker is, he's the complete egotist. He thinks he's the most beautiful thing on Earth. He loves his sleek styling and is contemptuous of other Autobot race cars. He fires laser-guided ground-to-air rockets and high-energy electron pulses at 300 bursts per second. So he's not a team player and can be baited into dangerous situations. But yes, he is an Autobot car. So his last appearance was in the Transformers movie. He was in the Transformers movie. So.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So that is Sunstreaker Nick, here's one with your that's tailored just for you. Velocidad. X-Men Velocidad.
Velocidad.
Like velocity and dod.
It means speed in Espanol.
So is that a Transformer or an X-Men?
X-Men.
Let me pull that up. Hey, guess what? Correct. Velocidad is his real name is harder to say. It's Gabriel Coelho, Coelho. Coelho. So Gabriel Coelho, he grew up as a wealthy child in Mexico City, and he got mutant powers and was located by Cerebra, and so Psylocke and went to investigate. But yeah,
you don't pronounce the H, so it's just Coelho.
Coelho, thank you, Gabriel Coelho. Yes. See, I didn't know those things. Yeah, so he's solely in the X-Men universe. I was thinking with a name like Speed, that was something that would possibly be in Transformers, and I thought I was going to mess you up, but I didn't.
My thought was there's not a lot of diversity in Transformers.
Especially in the 80s.
Early on. Yeah, in the 80s. So I guess it could have been in like GoBots or something, or not GoBots, but Rescue Bots. But anyway, yeah, that was just my thought. I was just like, I bet that's an X-Men.
So. All right, Jeff, here's your question. Firestar, X-Men, Transformers, or both?
X-Men? I'm way out of my realm here. I got nothing.
He's in both. He's in both. So maybe I should have done half points for these boths, because I think that's messed up everybody so
this
far.
This is a hard
thing. Yeah,
this
one is never hard. Do this again.
the both thing is the thing that's hard.
Yes.
So like maybe if we just had to guess Transformers, or I think that might work better.
Then you'd have at least a 50%.
Yeah.
And when you're picking off properties that were created before I was born and minor characters at that.
That's true.
Seems
that's true.
They rigged. Are
all minor characters. So, okay, Nick, Boom Boom, X-Men, Transformers, or both?
I will say AC/DC.
Boom Boom.
Final answer.
That wasn't even an option.
Dang it.
Okay, so Boom Boom is an X-Men.
Boom Boom.
All right, Boom Boom is an X-Men. Jeff,
there's only one person that will understand that. Well, Lena will understand it too. But
you got your very last. We saved the best for last. Dr. Arkville, is he from X-Men or Transformers?
X-Men, because I don't think that Transformers would name doctors.
Oh, he was in Transformers, but he was not a car. So that was kind of a trick question. Sorry, I thought I needed a trick question. Apparently, I didn't realize how difficult this actually was. I should have realized that because I had to change.
I will admit that there was only one thing on that entire game that I actually knew the answer, but I wasn't sure if there was a Transformer as well. Just throwing that out there. Maybe two. There was probably two things that I was like, yes, I know that character. I guess Warpath. So three now that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So Warpath definitely made that, or the both definitely made that more difficult. We will take that into account the next time we play. But that is the end of round three. And as we are standing at this point, we have Nick with 12 points, Jeff with 7 points, and Brandon with 6 points. And so I am the loser.
Whoa. I lapped you.
You lapped me.
I lapped you all.
No, well, you didn't lap Jeff. You almost did. But you didn't lap him. So,
dang it.
Basically,
I'd only gotten that last one.
Yeah, geez, way to screw that up. You didn't even pick one that had an option, and you still wouldn't have lapped him because that's not how math works. okay, so we've learned some valuable information about how to tailor these games. We will keep that in mind in the future. But if you guys have any recommendations on games that you would like us to play, or changes to the rules or kind of fun way things that we can do, we are all ears. Head over to facebook.com/fandompodcast. We are going to be playing a lot more games. We're going to try to do a once a month game session here. They're not all going to
be a way that we can all contribute. So it's not just one person reading clues to the other two. Then that'd be fun.
Yeah. Kind of like the word association. That's why we tried that one out, because I was like, oh, I can play along with this one because that's going to change things. But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions, we would love to hear that. Cause we would, I don't know. I kind of like to be able to say I have never lost one of these trivia nights because I've hosted
you literally just said you lost.
That's true. I did say
rewind that. Rewind the tape. Yeah, you've already said you lost.
I'm sorry to let you know this, Jeff. This is not recorded on tape.
you know what I mean, old man.
And yet you're the one who made the tape reference.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. He has to bring it to your level, right?
If there are any games, though, that you would like us to adapt, please let us know. Feedback@fandompodcast.com. We are looking forward to playing some games. If you guys want to maybe contribute to these games somehow, maybe even be a contestant on some of the shows. If you would like to be a contestant on the Fandom Podcast Game Night, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope. No, don't send a self-addressed stamped envelope. You can email us, though, and be like, hey, I've got this game idea and I want to be on it with you. And we will definitely put that into our rotation at some point, because games are hard to come up with. So if you have a good game suggestion, let us know. Okay, feedback@fandompodcast.com. So with that, you know what? I'm going to skip the Patreon stuff. You guys know the drill. You can head over there and support us. Do it before Valentine's Day so we can enter you in to win the Funko Pop. And if you have any fandoms that you want to win the Funko Pop from, at this point, I'm leaning a little bit towards Transformers and maybe try to find some obscure Transformer based off of the way this game went.
I was leaning towards an Ian Malcolm.
I don't want to give that up. Ooh.
Right in time for Valentine's Day.
If Jeff can find two of those, because I know he's not going to give up the one of his own, we'll give away an Ian Malcolm, a sexy Ian Malcolm.
That's provided it's out yet. There's no release date. Also, listen to the news to find out what we're talking about.
Yes. We talked about this in the news episode for this week. But there's a sexy Ian Malcolm from Jurassic Park Funko Pop coming out at some point. If it comes out at this point, that will definitely be the one we give away. If we ever
And maybe it'll be the next one.
And maybe it will be the next one. We will definitely give one of those away if we can get our hands on it. All right, guys. With that, I think I just have to say, until next time.
Just remember, guys, failure doesn't mean the game is over. It just means you get to try again with experience this time.
It just means the game is rigged.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the game is rigged. The game felt rigged. You win one game. All of a sudden,
and now it's rigged. Yeah, seriously, guys. What, you have no faith in me? I mean, I was literally shooting from the hip on every answer.
Maybe not somehow everyone. You got him. All right. May the fandom be with you.
#outtakes.
I'm not sure what I just said. The game was way too close for it to have actually been rigged.
Or, sorry, let me redo that. Let me make these columns a little bigger so I can see the full answers. Man, whoever made this spreadsheet's terrible. This.
Yeah, some spreadsheet nerd who wrote in and said, hey, I can make games.
Demon in a bottle. That answer is...
Yeah.
Oops, sorry. That's not correct. That answer is...
I was going to say...
It's like, don't get my hopes up like that, man.
And he has control of the soundboard, just remember.
Yeah. Yeah, so much for the soundboard. So my problem is it's a big string of characters for these sound files. And the only difference is two letters in the middle where it says correct or incorrect.